Listen up, you blundering fools. It's time for the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast. Get all the toy talk your evil heart could desire from these little poops. Jason, Elgin, and Spoodie.
Yo, Joe, and welcome to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast, where a group of friends get together to talk about one of our shared loves, toy collecting. We're here to celebrate how these little colorful pieces of plastic can transform you into a little kid again. Did you notice my voice went like 3 octaves on that one? Nope.
Every time.
Okay, if this is your first time listening to or watching us on YouTube, thank you so much. Just want to say that right off the bat. We really appreciate it. Yes, thank you. You.
You, right? No. You. Yes.
You'll also learn soon enough that we are not toy experts. We're just toy enthusiasts. So yes, we're not always going to get all the details right. Correct. And speaking of details, let me introduce everyone. Hello there, I'm Jason, and that's Elgin. He says his voice sounds like...
It sounds like this.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And over there is Spooty.
My voice
doesn't... No, it doesn't. No, it's not.
Sometimes it does.
Okay. Oh, that's just in my dreams. That's how it sounds.
Get ready to power up your nostalgia circuits as we dive into the electrifying world of battery-powered toys and action figures. In this episode, we're flipping the switch on some of the most iconic and memorable toys that came to life with the help of batteries. That's cool. It's exciting.
It is.
Later,
it's electrifying.
Elgin's also going to take us on a tour of a toy store later, and that's going to be fun. And then Spoodie's going to make a funny joke about horses later, or not. Or maybe we'll hear from you guys. Maybe we won't. It depends on what happens in the next 45 minutes. Or I'll have to cut all that out. Anyway, you can follow us on all the social media platforms, including Patreon. And all those sweet-ass links can be found at our sweet-ass website, cracktasticplastic.com. And while you're surfing the
I feel like you're making fun of me.
No, what? No, I love the horse joke from the last episode.
No, the sweet-ass.
Oh, sweet. No, I'd say sweet. That's what you say, remember? He's going to do it later, too. Okay. I know, we're all confused.
Over again.
Yeah.
While you're surfing the interwebs, be sure to stop by our sponsor, toyhacks.com, for all your Repro label needs. I just made an order yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Cool.
They also have an armory where you can get some sweet, sweet toy accurate 3D printed weaponry and tons of amazing sticker sets for your toys.
Too sweet.
We also have a monthly contest that Spoodie's going to tell us all about.
What?
Yeah. We do what?
We do what now?
Oh, God. We do a caption. Some sort of contest.
We do a caption contest where we post a thing that needs a caption, and then you caption it, and then we pick you.
And we caption
if
your...
it's... If it's good, if it's not good, we just tell you to fuck right off.
That does sound like us.
Yeah, we don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
Not publicly. But we talk about you. And then if you happen to win, nobody wins.
That's not true. Every month somebody wins. And what do they win?
Do they? They won a $5 coupon.
That's right.
Coupon. Mm-hmm. To Toy Hacks.
That's right.
On the interwebs.
Yes.
So look for that on all our social media channels. That's toyhacks.com. They're cool. But right now we're going to talk about what toys we've picked up lately in a segment we call Thrill of the Hunt.
Listen up, you fools! If anyone knows more about searching for the most unique items in the world, it's me, Cobra Commander! In my reign as Cobra's leader, I have acquired countless items, but those meddling Joes have foiled my attempt at worldwide domination over and over again! But it's the thrill of the hunt that fuels my superb rule of Cobra. Pay attention to my loyal subordinates as they tell you of their latest exploits and acquisitions. It's the thrill of the hunt, Cobra!
All right, let's kick this thing off over here with Elgin. What have you found?
Oh, lots of things and stuffs. All right.
Things and stuffs.
I got this horsey.
Sweet horse, dude.
Yeah. So I went to... All right, moving on.
What's the horse story?
Okay. So a couple weeks ago, I went to Coralville, and there's a store there called Stuff, etc.
That's where you get stuff. And things.
And they have, it's people sell things there, and it's like a Goodwill, but like a better,
right?
I guess. Anyway, because there's this kind of random.
It's like a Goodwill, but in rich neighborhoods.
Yes. Yeah. Because they'll give you money for their, like, you can sell stuff to them, and then they resell it. Anyway, there's a lot of clothes and a lot of crap and everything else in there. But they also have toys and books and that stuff. So I was there with my wife, Amanda, and she was looking through stuff, and I was just looking in the toy section.
What's up, Amanda?
Yeah. And I found this horse.
Of course.
Because I was looking for something that would fit like Origin figures.
Yes, it looks close to scale.
So 5.5 inch scale, basically. And I wanted something that didn't look like, I don't know.
Like a space monster.
Something that actually looked like a horse as opposed to like cartoonish looking. I don't know.
Well, you got a real horse right
and
there.
So this is actually from, it's a Breyer horse, if you guys know
nope.
what that is. It's an American company.
I thought that was the kind of horse.
It's spelled, this is a Clydesdale.
No, it's brown.
It's a brown one. So the Breyer company, it's Breyer, and they're made in America. But this is actually, there's a second one. This is the foal or the baby horse. There's an adult Clydesdale, but this is a Clydesdale. And it came with this little green covering blanket. On it as well. Blanket, a horse blanket. So I was like, that's great. I bought it for like $7. But these go for like $25 to $30 because they are USA made, and they're apparently there's a whole subsection of people that like collect these things as well, which I found out. But I thought this looks really
scalper Elgin.
Yeah, flip over.
It's dressed like a knockoff Adidas shoe.
Yeah, it is kind of. It's got some stripes on it, but it's got this green horse blanket. But it looked very horse like. Like it looks.
Well,
because
yeah.
it's a horse.
I think
well,
it's because it's a realistic.
Realistic. That's what I was trying to find the word. It looks very realistic as opposed to like, I don't know, some
unrealistic.
Unrealistic.
You guys and your words. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm doing a terrible job of explaining this, but it does fit.
Did you hit your head today?
I think so. It must have been that Fresca earlier.
Drinking hard.
Yeah. But it does. It does.
Yeah. How
fit.
Does Moss Man look on there?
He looks pretty good. I think I put. So I posted a picture of this a while back. I put Vader on top of him with like a sword. But
well, that ain't bad.
But he fits pretty good.
That's really
actually.
Close.
And so I was like,
maybe a scotch big, but still, no, that's really good.
But I mean, it's a Clydesdale. Clydesdales are big.
Right.
They're many hands. That's how you measure a horse.
That's not too technical.
But yeah, he's. He can so basically, I have another vehicle. I'm putting in quotes
for
Motu figures to ride.
Diorama.
Exactly for pictures and that was literally my, you know, and it was like $7. So
because almost everything you buy now is for pictures,
pretty much.
Whatever weird ass.
But
thing
I enjoy
that.
That's yeah, where no, I get my enjoyment from.
It makes me Italian.
Do you want to look at this at all?
I do.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So that's apparently that's a whole. That
doesn't have that imperial weight to it.
No.
It's a nice horse.
It's got some. It's quality. It's America. Merc quality. I guess.
Yep.
It's a horse. It's like when you buy things that like. that help another thing, but it's not really like you want it for a collection so much as you want it to help your collection.
Dude,
accessory.
Yes, an accessory. I must have hit my head earlier.
I almost brought today, I had gotten over Christmas time, some little tiny trees that I want to start using in photography for scale to make these giant Transformer robots look giant. So I got these.
I have a whole bag of props that I use
for accessories, for stuff. You smarty pants over here with your words.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so it's just kind of, I don't know. When I looked at it, I was like, that's got to fit a Motu figure. And so I bought it. That's really, that's a terrible story of like this explaining.
That could have been way shorter of a story. No, that's good.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, moving on. I got these Mossmen. So originally I bought this Mossman Motu Origins. It's a flocked version, their collector's edition, whatever they're calling it, that Walmart exclusive. He's all green and furry. So I bought the first one when it first came out. It was like $40.
$40 freaking.
Which I was like, that hurts. I felt bad buying it the first time. Like I already like felt sick. Like I'm like, I'm spending this much on this.
That goes against everything Elgenomics stands
for. Bad Elgenomics. They just recently at Walmart put them on clearance for $25.50. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll get another one so that I can keep one in the box. And then I didn't. I just took them both out because I wanted both the head sculpts on a figure, and then I wanted to dress up the other guy in his armor. So that's what I did. I put the other head sculpt on, which is just another Beast Man head sculpt. I mean, Moss Man was basically just a flocked version of Beast Man and repainted. But the other
two different dudes.
Yeah, so basically, so that's like his brother now. So they're like Moss brothers. So you could, I'll let you guys pick which one you want to be, since you're brothers. You can
I want the armor.
The yellow armor that he has on him and the arm bands were originally from a vintage line put them out as an accessory pack a weapons pack that you could have. It wasn't really to anything. It was just like an extra Beast Man armor, but a different color because Beast Man's is like an orangish, reddish color. So they just packed that in that, and then people just started putting him on Moss Man because it looked good with that yellow and green. About fell over. And so it was nice that they packed that in with this as well and then gave him another head sculpt. The head sculpt is just another Beast Man version of the Lords of Power version that they put out for the other Beast Man that they put out as well. So, but I opened them both. So maybe if it goes down even more, I'll buy a third one.
That's two for $65. So that's $32.50 a piece. Does that feel any better? No, that's still sickening.
Yeah.
Because you know that's a $17 toy.
Right. It is.
But it's flocked.
I mean,
so
$20 at the high end.
But yeah.
But I'll probably, if it goes down another like drop, and I'll probably buy another.
It's crazy because our Walmart
keep in the box.
Got about 20 of them.
They're flocked pretty well though.
That's awesome.
So that is the one nice thing compared to the Panther that I have. This flocking is way better. But it doesn't really smell like pine.
That's okay.
If you've watched any of my videos of me aggressively sniffing Moss Man.
You about got us banned on YouTube.
Probably. But yeah. But I kind of like, I'm kind of glad that I didn't keep them both in the box.
Like, yeah. Them. Buddies.
Yeah, exactly. Because toys have to have friends.
Brothers got a hug.
And then carrying on with, I guess not really carrying on with anything. talking about more toys. Over Christmas, I got these. It was a two-pack. I should probably hold both of them up. Two-pack of these Power Rangers that did a crossover with Ninja Turtles. And so I got the April O'Neil and Michelangelo ones. This is in the Lightning Collection for Power Rangers, a subset, I believe, that they put out.
It's like Power Rangers' main line.
Yes.
With the
Michelangelo's face looks special.
He is happy. He's very happy. He's just a happy dude.
He must have just had pizza.
Probably. But they, they.
He's really happy.
Yeah. Let me pass this around so I can talk. There's a ton of accessories with these Power Ranger figures. They did have their other head sculpts, their helmets. So they have, I think he's the Sabretooth and the Pterodactyl. But I'd rather keep them with their actual heads. That's what I'm probably going to, you know, display them with as opposed to, like, their helmets. But they have them if, you know. And they also have blast effects. There's a swoosh effect for the nunchucks, which is weird. And then there's, like, a bow, like, a blast effect for the bow. For
Hasbro loves their blast effects.
And there's some also other good stuff. There's a camera and a microphone, which I'm probably just going to steal and use for
prop drawer, yes.
Goes in the prop bag. And then she does have an actual arrow. But the arrow doesn't really work with the bow. There's no, like, string for the bow to, like, or way to attach this to the bow either. You're just going to have to, like, rest it kind of on it. It's weird. I didn't understand when I was opening
it. But I'm excited that you're going to be shooting a skate video on next Thrasher Thursday with that camera.
Oh, I should. I should totally do that. I need, like, somebody to, like, you know, they used to, like, do all the skate videos where they, like, hold the camera way down the ground and then, like, walk next to the guy. And that's all fisheye. Anyway. The last thing I have is the Mattel Creations Woo-hoo! Exclusive Rock-On that Microsoft Edge helped me out with. My new friend, Microsoft Edge.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to
them. Hashtag not a sponsor.
I'm sure they're watching this right now or listening to it on Microsoft Edge.
No one else is there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the only reason I'm mentioning that, for those that don't know why I'm mentioning Microsoft Edge, is that I tried ordering this on Google Chrome or using Google Chrome as the app to order through Mattel Creations. It didn't work. It wouldn't process my order. So I ended up having to use Microsoft Edge browser, and it worked instantly. So that's why I keep mentioning it. Not that they're paying me or anything.
But you shouted them out.
Yeah.
And they commented.
Yeah, on threads.
They have a personality.
Yeah. On threads, I mentioned it, and then they're like, you know, commented and all this stuff. Anyway, so this Rock-On, you can actually, because it's Mattel Creations exclusive, the way they've built it into the removable card back where you can just slide it open and have stuff fall out. But some good artwork on the back of that as well. And then the thing that fell out was just the comic book, the Spear of Eternity, which shows his sister, Granita, on there.
Granite.
Yeah. And then his dad is Stondar.
Yeah, he is.
But yeah, so then you can remove everything out as well. You can basically just take that out. There's no ties on there or anything. It just pops out of the plastic. And so I did a video on this, and I titled it Worst Exclusive Ever?
Come on.
Because
you have a pet rock.
I have a rock lord, basically. So when you try to, like, turn him into his rock form, or his, you know, he doesn't really quite form. So I have a vintage one that I had as a kid, which I loved. And he would actually, because he's all, his legs are one piece and his arms are one piece, it didn't have any articulation in it other than, like, his legs folding in and his arms folding down and his head down. He would actually form together because it's all one piece. Because they put all this articulation into the figure, everything turns and everything doesn't quite fit because they had to leave room for articulation. And especially his butt.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you look at how much color is coming out on his butt, that shouldn't be. The whole point of him is that he should be able to hide as a rock.
Just forward face rock.
Yeah. Well, even on the sides,
yeah,
there's paint showing, which it shouldn't be. It should be covered as with that the other color.
It might be the lamest toy ever, but it's also still cool.
It's cool. It's just disappointing that that's a Mattel Creations exclusive. Like, that's an exclusive figure that you can only get there at only at a timed... when it goes live and everything. Yeah, it was, they just folded down into, like, a rock. But
Now he has articulation.
If the whole point is for them to fold down into a rock, then make it fold down into a rock. Like, that's his whole thing. That's his whole... And his feet are weird. Like, they have to be out like that. Turned out that Josh is doing right now. Like, they have to be turned a certain way for it even... Otherwise, he's pigeon-toed. And it just looks... That video I put out was like 16 minutes long. It's just me ranting about it. And I was like, I think I'm done ranting. And then I continued to like complain. And normally I don't complain about like toys. Like, I love toys. Like, they're especially mochi stuff.
If they wouldn't have the joint between the boot and the shin.
Yeah, the boot cut. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's a bummer. I was so excited when I saw you got it.
Yeah. It looks great.
I was
like
incredibly jealous.
In his man form. Is that wrong? Not rock form. He looks great. I would probably display him in that form as opposed to rock form. And he looks great in the package.
Yeah, he does.
I'll probably just keep him in that package. Which is nice that I can put him back in there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of complaining on the video. If you want to watch me complain about him for 60 minutes.
Is that consensus, Motu fans?
I don't know. I know people have pointed out the butt coloring that doesn't. It's like his butt shows, I guess.
Huh.
But
rock on.
But he
man.
Can separate about that. He does, pop apart. So I could put rock legs on He-Man, I guess. That'd be funny, right? Yeah, probably not. he did come with a laser gun thing.
Cool.
That sticks in his chest or his hand, which I don't know why it does. It'll stick in his chest.
When he's
there.
In rock mode, I wondered.
And the other thing, too. You can't put it in his hand unless his hand is like this. So he's like shooting the gun sideways because the rock edge like gets in the way. That was another complaint I had when I was trying to put this
creations
thing. All right. That's all I have.
Spoodimus.
I'm done ranting about the story now.
Spoodimus Maximus.
I have some things.
Okay.
I got.
Show us then.
So I got two things, which is kind of three things, because one's a two-pack. So I got this Encore Takara Tomy.
Is it Tommy or Tomy?
It's, I don't know.
I hear Tomy more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thundercracker and Skywarp two-pack.
You're not reading that on the box?
It's in Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Which are pretty awesome, and I like it because it has the regular size missiles and not the super long ones.
Cool.
Did it come with pre-stickered, or did you get it?
It was used, so you already stickered it.
There for a second, I'm like, you didn't even have to.
And it did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the die-cast, I don't think.
Was it supposed to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It just didn't seem like it, or didn't feel like it.
But brand new complete Seekers.
Yeah, which are the last two Seekers that I need.
That's so amazing.
And the other one's the same, but blue. So.
God, I love these.
And then I got this guy, who came in two boxes.
That's weird.
Mm, two boxes.
So the Golden Lagoon 01... It's Optimus Prime, but it's they call him Convoy with that.
Convoy.
Yeah.
So, that's cool packaging.
10-4 rubber ducky.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. 24 karat pure gold. That's a lie.
24 karat?
No.
That's a total lie. But
he's pretty much all plastic.
So shiny, dude. That's amazing.
The only metal on him is the Matrix.
Hmm.
Which is in the box.
I threw it away. That's fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which makes the second.
I feel bad getting fingerprints all over him.
I'll wipe him down.
I'd like to thank the Academy for this award.
Yes, we should do awards. And
he'll be out of the box on the shelf, I'm sure.
Oh, God, he's gorgeous. So shiny.
He is a golden
god. So I believe he's the same mold as the, was it the Year of the Horse? I think it's the horse. Yeah. He has a clear trailer. And he has, the gold trim and stuff.
But the Golden Lagoon is the whole series. There's several of them.
So more golden figures?
And it's
based
out of a episode of the cartoon.
Is it?
Where they stumble upon this lagoon. It's
I see it there.
So
the
as far as the Autobots, there is the Optimus Prime. There is Perceptor, Beachcomber, and
Sea Spray.
And then
Megatron,
Starscream.
It's cool over there.
It's way over there.
I don't remember off the top of my head that episode.
Soundwave. Robot guy.
But really cool that they took the episode of the cartoon and made a series of toys out of it. And it's that Golden Lagoon theme has come through different lines too.
The reaction figures
had a few golden versions, and it's neat. But to see it done on it feels like a lucky draw type of just super special thing.
It's cool.
It's
very cool.
Is Soundwave one? I thought I saw I thought there was a version of him.
He's up in the top left corner by Megatron there.
Well, on this, there's a Omega Supreme.
Oh, my. How do you fit in that little lake? Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
More for the Optimus shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So is he going to be in the middle because he's golden, and then they're like all bowing, like he's their idol?
Is that your
golden idol?
Is that your number one Optimus?
I mean, I think the MP01 is probably who's bigger.
But he's a golden idol. Yeah. They have to bow before it.
But also have a clear one, too.
Oh, okay.
Gosh dang.
Well, that's after his spirit has risen to the next gen.
I've got a few.
Yeah.
They'll be on a shelf together, I'm sure.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Entire set of shelves, probably.
Can't wait to see it.
Can't wait. Coming soon.
I've got to look to see. That's all I have.
That's all you got? So, Thursdays, Corner Collectible stays open late. I've just made... that my tradition every Thursday. I'll stop over there after work and go through stuff. And every time I'm like, there's not going to be anything.
I haven't been there in a long time.
I know. It's like, there's cool. They moved around a lot. But at the same time, I'm like, it's the same shit. Why do I come back once a week? I don't mean shit, you know. But it's
I know.
But I'm like, how am I going to find? I'm not going to find something new. But then, almost every time I'll find something, even if it's a couple of bucks. And... I found a couple things.
Okay. What'd you find?
Well, there's this green little sea creature monster.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what toy line he goes to.
Okay.
And what's interesting about him, I mean, I love him because I love the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Of course.
And he's a kind of a funny, scary looking dude. But the weird thing about this guy is he's hard plastic except for his arms. His arms are rubbery. That's weird.
It's strange.
And his feet, the only articulation is in his hips. And his feet, he won't stand unless his feet are basically out to the side. That's the first way his level. But, I don't know, he's a neat little guy and a couple bucks. I'm like, man, I need to, he'll fit in the Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, yes.
In the horror room just fine.
I like his chest is like.
It's something.
It's
going
almost
on there.
like some translucent. Almost like you can see something.
But again, I assume it's just some dumb little toy line for kids.
2003.
So if anybody knows
Toy Quest,
from the video, from watching this, and knows, let me know. Then I don't have to try and look myself.
Right.
Basically, the thing that I saw when I first came in, damn it, Corey got me collecting Hot Wheels. I give him so much shit about it, but then I started collecting one car.
That's all it takes.
Zombots. And there's a bunch of them. Sure. They're the little car that looks like a dude laying down, and you stand it up, and it's a robot. It was a chance for me to experience Hot Wheels with Corey. an excuse to collect more toys. Sure. But I only had seen to this point, there's a bunch of different colors and styles. They're all the same, really. It looks like a guy laying on his back holding a gun mm-hmm. is the car. Lots of different colors. And I have a few. But then I walk in and I see this Super Rigs pack. And there's a little guy laying there. And then there's a truck and a trailer. Uh-huh. And then if you look at this trailer, it's also turns into a robot that'll stand up. Which is cool. I mean, I wish it wasn't in the package so that...
Well, I can fix that for you.
No, but... but... So there's like this trailer. So it's got the Zombot car.
Sure. He's got a gun.
Yep. So I'm like army building the Zombot cars for fun. And that's all I'm ever going to get. But then this trailer pack. So this trailer for the Zombot car. But then the trailer looks like it stands up and turns into a robot like the robot car. Like the Zombot car. It's a neat little thing.
Yeah. They even show it on the back there.
Him standing up.
Yeah.
And there's a little head there. And
yeah, it's supposed to, like, it articulates, looks like.
And then it was $5. So, like, I couldn't even not get it. I had to get it.
Exactly.
So, like, pretty cool. Cool. I got a few cool, weird things from a birthday on my wish list. That's wishlist.cracktastic.plastic.com. That's where you can go to see all our wish lists. But some awesome lady, Holly Berg, she got me some toys off of my wish list, starting, and I did a video about this, but now you guys get to see it. Stretch Armstrong Bumblebee. What is this? Feel how heavy that is. Like it's a real stretch arm. Stretch Armstrongs are heavier than you think they're going to be.
Yeah, it's because they're full of the...
Full of the...
Sand?
Of the mystery...
Mystery goo.
Goo. Anyway, that's cool. I also got this.
The mystery goo is food grade glucose syrup.
That's, yep. But we'll never know because they never break.
That's what it says on the bottom.
I got this Pop-Taters Optimus Prime.
Cool.
Mr. Potato Head style Optimus Prime. And I have a few of these.
I thought you did.
Different smaller versions, but there's this big, nice one in this cool little collector's round thing. And I'm like, that's awesome.
There's a new spud in town.
And it comes with some like interchangeable potato head parts, too.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's neat. I don't know that I'll ever open it, but man, it looks awesome.
It does.
In its stupid ridiculousness. neat. Super neat. That's and cool. Spooty, you need one for your Optimus Prime.
Surprise part included.
That's right. And then I'd been eyeing these for a while, but you know, on Amazon or whatever, it's hard. You sometimes see pictures of things, you don't know the scale or how big. And sometimes they'll just show these again, just out of the package against the white background.
Yeah.
You're like, this could be this tall.
I know,
it could be this tall.
I hate that. I wouldn't do that.
And I dyed this pack because Starscream's in it, but this is a Mini Mates.
Okay.
It's a whole line
yep.
From Hasbro. Mini Mates, they do every show, cartoon, movie, everything. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple Transformer ones, and I had been eyeing this one forever because Starscream's in it. It's my boy. And Spooty found before the show that there's another one with a Coronation Starscream, so I probably have to get that too. Gosh dang it, Spooty.
These look pretty good.
Actually. But they actually... I mean, they're not much bigger than a Lego
guy. A little bit bigger, yeah.
But they, like, at the same time, the quality seems kind of better than they should be for no bigger than they are.
Yeah.
They have their paints a nice metallic finish.
Right.
I don't know. They're pretty cool. And
it has 14 points of articulation.
Uh-uh.
And fully interchangeable parts.
All four of them together is 14?
No. Each Mini Mate figure. Wow. Features 14 points of articulation, fully chain parts. Figures do not transform.
Yeah. Oh, and you can see little stands sitting behind them to sit on, stand on.
These are Diamond Select.
Yeah. Toys. Diamond Select. Yeah, they're really cool. I've seen other, you know, like a Star Trek or something. You know, I've seen other ones or Harry Potter or something.
Another head looks like for Starscream.
Maybe.
That right there.
It looked like a canister. So I don't know what it is.
Oh, it looks like a head, maybe.
But yeah, really neat. Mini mates. Really excited to have that. And it's just a nice package that fits really maybe nice on the wall.
Yeah, definitely. You could hang that up in there. Just look at it. Yep. Gaze at its awesomeness.
It might be a different face for him.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, it looked like another head. Especially if they're interchangeable parts.
Yeah, he's got like a helmet.
Speaking of things that hang up on the wall, there's this new version of Darth Vader that came out that's in your Walmarts now. From Hasbro and Disney.
I just saw some of those figures. They look pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't look necessarily... I kind of held him up before I left today against other Darth figures. I'm like, nah, it's kind of all the same. I mean, he looks a little more...
Darth?
Plastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The cape.
All the things. But... But again, you know, it's a $10 little dude. It's pretty cool.
Was it like 4-inch?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah. But another little Darth Vader. Epic Hero Series. More yep, 4-inch right there.
Sorry. Oh, yep. Right. 10 centimeters.
So he's probably just a repackage, but the package is pretty and cool. And
it is.
Yeah, it's just more for the Vader collection. And then lastly... Trying to move on. I got this guy a while ago. I love the Cyberverse cartoon. It was really awesome, and I loved it, and it was way better than it was supposed to be for a kids. I mean, it's like for kids.
Sure.
Not like all the way super young kids like BotBots were, but sure. Like it's for young kids, Cyberverse. But the Four Seasons, it is really freaking good, and they... tell some really great stories, and they so many G1 nods in there for those who know and pay attention. And Repugnus is a character that's a G1 headmaster character that just doesn't appear very much through the years. And he just was back in this. I mean, he's been back a little bit, but mm-hmm. just a very uncommon figure, and he's a neat little beetle bug thing. And in the cartoon... his character was really neat. They weren't necessarily bad guys. They were kind of just little guys that would bounce around and be chirpy and funny, almost, and annoying, and but helpful. But yeah. And I first got probably this version came by itself on one of those, like, flip changer or one-step guys.
Right.
But then they repainted them. And then made these little dudes and repainted them. So you get a big one and three little dudes. Cool. And it's funny if you see the show that you could army build them. There's a ton of them on the show. But I love Repugnus, and this was just a set that went on clearance on Big Bad. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm getting it. But yeah, it's really excited to have it. I don't know if I'll open it or not, but just a neat little set. But check it out, Cyberverse. It's really good.
So the Golden Lagoon toys that they have, the Perceptor, Beachcomber, and Sea Spray is a 3-pack.
Mm.
There is a Starscream that looks like it's Combiner Wars
because
he's got like the hand thing that goes with him, and then a Soundwave, which looks like a Masterpiece Soundwave.
Yeah, I thought I seen it.
Pesticon.
Oh, yeah, they call the little tiny dudes Pesticons. That's funny.
It is.
Yeah, so that is what I got. Nothing I brought today takes batteries.
Oh.
I know.
I didn't really bring
anything. Oh, I missed something.
Okay.
Got this for Christmas, and I just finally brought it. It's one of the things you put a can in. That
it's like a adult koozie, super koozie.
Super koozie.
But it's...
It's Transformers. It's Rise of the Beast, but, you know, it's whatever. It's got Optimus on it.
So do you remember being a kid and having to put batteries in toys? Do you have any toys you remember when you were a kid that took batteries? There's some racetrack things I remember.
So there's that black transforming Jeep.
Yes!
That I've gotten another one of in the box. That
not a Transformer.
Not a Transformer.
But just some...
He takes batteries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, like, walks. And then that one video game, the tank shooting.
Do you remember batteries?
Yeah.
Does anyone still? Is that still a thing?
Do you remember batteries?
Before recharging.
Does your son know like, what batteries are?
Like laser guns, like the.
Oh yeah.
You know, like the pew pew style.
Yes.
Those always took batteries. Seems like there was always something. I did bring some. I didn't have these as a kid, but some vintage Motu vehicles that took batteries. Of course, I have a Predator riding attack track because he's also a battery powered. It's the laser, what do you call him? Laser shot Predator from the Kenner line in the mid 90s.
The Predator takes batteries?
Yeah, that Predator takes batteries. Wow. It's these little
watch one, little circle ones?
Yeah, they're the fat circle ones. Buttons. Button, yes. Button batteries.
Wow.
So it takes three of them. I have them in there, but it doesn't work anymore for some reason. Dang. I had to put some like tin foil in it to like make the contact go, but it did work earlier.
That's cool, though. Point.
And it's light and sound as well. But the attack track in the front here, that takes... So all these Motu vehicles take C batteries, which...
Which stands for common, not...
Is that what it stands for?
No.
Okay. I was like...
Good luck.
Yeah. So I was going to bring some, I was going to like put some batteries in these and like turn them on and stuff. But as I was getting them out of the tote and stuff, I'm like, oh, I probably have some C batteries at the house. Had no C batteries. I had D batteries, AA, AAA, no C batteries. So the Attack Deck takes two. The Dragon Walker takes two. And I believe this takes two on each side. It's weird. The Spydor vehicle, which is pretty cool, but they're loud. Like they're all the yes, Dragon Walker is very loud. It sounds like a chainsaw. Attack track.
The audiophile in me is glad that you forgot.
Yeah, it's good, especially the attack track because the little front treads move around, but it just goes. Yeah, the Spider is a little better because it kind of slowly crawls, but it's still like a motor in it. But yeah, I just wanted to bring them to you guys. If you haven't seen vintage, these vintage vehicles, then now you've seen them. Be sure to watch really the actual neat. Video yeah. version as opposed to the audio version. But
it's such a cool thing for a kid, though, to have have that.
To move on their own.
Motorized
and even
vehicle.
We always had some RC car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some sort.
Yep.
Always.
The G.I. Joe Mauler that I have, if mine had a motor, then it would
take batteries.
Then it would take batteries to power that.
Yeah, that's cool.
That tank that I have, that I got at the Cedar Rapids toy store.
A to Z
toys, yes, for like $20, and then I like because it was all in pieces, and then I glued it all back together.
There's a few Transformers. We only really had Shockwave.
Shockwave takes batteries.
Yeah.
There's lights and sounds.
Lights and sounds.
Do you ever take one?
Nope. And
oh, walkie-talkies. You guys had those walkie-talkies that...
Transformer ones.
I mean, I didn't have them as a kid.
But they...
Yeah. I have them now.
Yeah. And recently got a big one that takes batteries. Trypticon, that big gray dinosaur. Mm-hmm. He's pretty cool. He walks real slow and neat. But then also when he's in city mode, he'll have guns and things that spin around. And
it's cool.
It's really neat.
Omega Supreme.
Omega Supreme.
The track one.
Yep, yeah. The track that's got tank. The little tank that goes around with the big spaceship that launches.
It's cool.
That's really cool.
I mean, just recently the Eternity of Playset has the monorail.
Yes.
That has a motor. Well,
bring it in.
Yeah, I'll go get it right now. Take it apart from the basement and bring up each piece and then
put it in six different totes.
Yeah. But I mean, the vintage one had that as well. There was some Motu accessory packs that they had that you could add to figures. They were called the Cliff Climber,
the
Scuba Attack, and the Tower Tools. These are all made, I think, in Italy. In like in 87, but you could attach them, but they all took a single AA battery. And they had different things. The Scuba Attack had a little propeller in the back, and Skeletor could, like, you set the swim around. And the Tower Tools had, like, some climbing stuff. And, oh, I guess that's Cliff Climber. And Tower Tools had, like, some spinning thing. But those are pretty hard to find, either loose or in box. But they took batteries as well. They had, there was another one that I don't have yet. It's the Beam Blaster and artillery. Basically, it would shoot out a little light to the other one and like launch a guy off. So it was kind of I think He-Man would have the Beam Blaster and like shoot a light to the artillery and then like fling somebody off of it.
I was like, look out, Justin Beam. I should get him one. Beam Blaster.
The GoBot Command Center.
He takes batteries?
Does it?
Light up eyes? That's cool.
I don't know if the legs actually do anything.
Right.
It's been so long since I've had one that's had batteries in it.
So are these your childhood ones, or you picked them up as you went?
I didn't have these as a kid. These are adult purchases.
So did you, I just wanted to point out for everyone, in case they didn't know, if you didn't know, batteries corrode. Have you got into an old toy that takes batteries and it's just a rusted, destroyed mess?
So and I've talked about this several times on the show, 2000X Castle Grayskull that I got at the toy pit. Still had batteries in it because they're awesome like that. And so when I opened it up, just corrosion everywhere and stuff. I'm just like, it pretty much ruined there's wires like disconnected too and stuff that was, I was like, I cleaned it up as best I could and just screwed it back together. I'm like, I did get it to work for just a little bit. And then it broke even more.
Aww.
But I don't really need it but it had light and sound and stuff. But yeah, it was just like corrosion. I think on some of these I've had to clean up as well. I think the Attack Truck I had to clean up a little bit.
Tips and tricks, what do you do if you come across some corroded?
If you use
Q-tip alcohol, is that what alcohol
rubbing out? Rubbing alcohol?
Depends the state of the
how bad it is.
Yeah,
you can kind of scrape some of it as well.
Oh yeah, sure. Get down to the non-rusted metal.
Right.
I mean, if it's actually like battery acid, then you need to use like
what was it, vinegar?
Oh, might be that.
I think it's
vinegar and like baking soda.
Yeah,
we'll clean it.
Yeah.
Also make a volcano.
Yeah, the vinegar reacts immediately when you start. If there's stuff on it.
But you probably want to do.
Yeah.
To neutralize it, so it doesn't do any more damage. Also, so it doesn't get on you when you're cleaning it.
Right. Yeah, I've had to do that with some stuff, but.
But then you're also talking about tin foil.
Well, that was just as a spacer in between because it wasn't. The contact was pushed down too far. I tried pushing it up a little, but for some reason I put some tin. I've done it with Christmas lights too.
Crazy.
Where you just put a little bit of tinfoil out to make the connection go across.
There's a pizzazz at work that's running on
some tinfoil. No, that's
it's
not safe.
It's just the rotary part.
Yeah, it's like putting the coin in the for the fuse box.
Oh, but no!
Just to connect the.
That is awful. Walkie-talkies that I have, one of them was pretty bad with the battery. And then the other one was actually melted from the outside a little.
Wow.
So you can even get the battery thing off. I mean, I did.
It can get bad.
Yeah.
And obviously the longer. But do you worry about it now? Do you take the batteries out of your toys 100%?
Yeah.
Depends
on the batteries. The button batteries are less, you have less of a chance of them. So Laser Optimus Prime came with button batteries in it. Those even now are still usually fine.
Like Armada Prime have some lights and sounds, there's some. The button batteries, but yeah, if there's
if it's a double A's,
C's and D's.
They tend to leak pretty fast.
Where's the B battery? Is that a thing? Why wasn't there a B, Elgin?
Well,
Anyway.
Why double A and triple A?
Right.
But no A.
These are all great questions, guys. I love them.
I'm glad you tuned in to get the answers.
I might have to Google that.
Spooty.
They did make two figures, which I would love to get too. They were Laser Light Skeletor and Laser Power He-Man.
Those are rare as shit.
Very rare, yeah. Basically, they have like a little battery pack on their back, and then the wire goes up to He-Man's sword, so the sword lights up. And then I think Skeletor's eyes light up. And maybe a staff too. I'm trying to remember, but yeah, they're cool. Hard. They're Crail items. All these battery power stuff seem to be like they're late in the line.
Yeah,
and especially for figures and stuff. And then they're either made overseas after Mattel stopped making them in the States.
There is B batteries.
Uh-huh. No way.
Remember the big square ones?
9 volts.
No. Big square ones that were in flashlights.
The flashlight. The
lantern.
Lantern, yeah, that's right.
That's crazy. Do you remember when Jake Book got his Lion-O? What kind of battery did...
That was a double A because it was in another piece and you had to stick it in his back to make the contact work and then his eyes would light up. But I think it was just a single double A.
In Lion-O or in the ring part?
In the
or whatever
the stick part or whatever
sword stick
well
ring
I don't even know what it was just like a little
no, actually this is a 6 volt battery
it was about the size of the AA battery and it just had like a contact point at the end and then you just stick that in his shank him in the back and his eyes would light up.
What Jake doesn't know is he could have used a piece of tin foil to really help bring that.
Oh, totally.
Not have to push as hard.
Exactly. So A and B batteries, it was based off the volts. They haven't been made since the 60s.
That makes sense.
They were used mostly in radios until they created transistors.
Cool.
I'm glad we got to learn something today.
I just, there's a guy that does videos that's from England, and he always says AA. Or AAA.
Oh, he doesn't say double.
He doesn't say
or
double A. He just says, get some AA batteries or AAA.
That's weird.
I know. It's anyway.
And probably correct.
Yeah.
Maybe. Us Americans, we like to simplify.
Double A.
Yeah. If you can take your batteries out, it's definitely suggested. Even if you know. You're going to just have it for a couple of years and sell it. It's still, sometimes batteries just go bad too.
Yeah. They're not all made great. There were some batteries when I was in Africa that were horrible. The ones they had there. They were the D batteries especially. You could actually just push them. Like you could squeeze them. The metal around the casing was so bad. Then you just pop off the inner core. You could just like squeeze them till they're... They're awful, and they're light, like lighter than what they should normally ever be. It's like these even work. Like if you put them in a flashlight, it'd last like maybe a few hours, and they'd be dead.
Huh?
They were awful.
Shockwave was a 9 volt.
Hmm.
So we all have friends. You do the 9 volt on the tongue,
right?
Did you get your friends with that? You don't do that. Have you tried it?
I have.
Oh, okay. Do you know about it?
And that's why I don't do it
right now.
You can also lick your finger into it, and it doesn't hurt nearly as bad.
Yeah, but you don't get that.
But I feel like
feeling that you're alive.
Alive.
What does it tell you though? Like an almost dead one will do the same thing.
It's true.
But I feel like we all have that friend though. That's the dumbass that like pretends it doesn't do anything.
That's fine.
Oh, I don't feel nothing. Anyway, and if you don't feel anything. We're going to move on.
There was one more that I didn't bring it, but the new Pizza Fire van from Ninja Turtles for the Mutant Mayhem is also battery operated. The pizza shooter that actually shoots out the pizzas runs on AA batteries, I believe. So you can hold it down and it'll like shoot out the pizzas, the discs.
It's a really neat gimmick. It's gone away from a lot of toys, the lights and sounds. You know,
the 90s especially, it was prevalent, especially in the 2000X line. Almost everything either had...
I get that wiring and those costs definitely can add up. But at the same time, I feel like we're seeing a resurgence of adding LED into toys. Mm. A lot of in light and eyeballs, and
well, it's less of a fire hazard now.
Less of a and easy, you know, a small battery can do what. So that's kind of cool that
I've always liked,
we're still making it work.
Like stuff like that, battery power. I mean, it's kind of an annoyance, but especially when they didn't include lights the batteries. You know, as a gift.
They never come with batteries.
On Christmas, you open a gift and it's like, the battery's not included.
Can't even play with this.
Oh, I can't. Can't play with it till it's full. It's
the number one thing bought at gas stations on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Ex-gas station employee. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's take a quick little break. You're going to hear from our podcast network. It's this really cool place. It's a website where you can check out 20 or so other awesome podcasts from us and all our friends, from horror movie stuff to anything you can imagine. There's a podcast about it, and it's on thepfpn.com. It's cool. Here's this lady to tell you about it.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
All right, we are back, and now it's time for Elgin to hop in the van, start it up, get it cooled down because it's starting to get warm out there. Get the AC on. It's time to go on a store tour.
All right, today's store that we're going to is called Southside Toys and More. That's at 2239 North Morton Street in Franklin, Indiana. It's about 30 minutes south of Indian applesauce. And they have many toys there, including Marvel, DC, Star Wars, Motu, Funko Pop, Mask. Haven't heard that name in a while. And a gaming room. That's what the MORE stands for. They have a gaming room for Magic, D&D, Pokemon, etc. Southside Toys. Did you know that in Franklin, they had a basketball team called the Franklin Wonder Five, which is a high school basketball team led by Robert Fuzzy Van Diver. They became the first high school team to win the state championship for three consecutive years in 1920, 21, and 22. They went 104-10 in 4 years in high school.
Jeepers.
They were coached by Ernest Grizz Wagner.
Grizz and Fuzzy.
After they graduated, all of them, including the coach, went to college. They went to Franklin College, where they went undefeated in their first year to become national college champions in 1923. Indiana is known for many basketball. Hoosiers, of course. The most famous basketball movie. But yes, this team, the Franklin Wonder Five, was quite. I was reading about them. It was just an amazing group. They all knew each other from growing up.
Wow.
Played basketball together. And just destroyed the competition in high school and then in college as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But Southside Toys and More at 2239 North Morton Street, Franklin, Indiana. Check them out if you're in the area of Indianapolis for any other reason other than maybe seeing a Colts game. But go check out them.
Awesome. Now. I will. Let's go. But before we go today, we definitely want to mention Patreon.com. Yes. Have you heard of it? It's really neat. If you like the show and you want to help support
us. Heard of it.
I have. Never been there, but I heard it.
I done heard it.
If you like the show and you want to help support us, head over there. You can give us a couple pieces of quiche every month, and you get stuff for it.
Delicious quiche.
Yeah. No, Smoothie. No, it's delicious. It's got cheese on it.
And eggs. And a crust, I believe.
Cheese. Disgusting. Come on.
Like an egg bake.
All right. There's no quiche over at patreon.com/craftasticplastic. But there is lots of other good things you can get for your monies. And one of those things is you get your name read on the show by Spooty. Surprise.
What? Never learned to read.
Learned.
Ain't got no so, gas.
Yeah, Mr. Tony Miller.
Yes, you do.
Miller time. Chris, turn up Simmons.
Turn up time.
No, turn up for what? No. Is that a thing? I don't know. Okay.
For what? What?
Peter Glinsman. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Alex LaForest. Bill Fischer.
Fischer.
Michel Pizzullo.
Did you say Mattel?
Michel. Just how it's Michelle.
Spooty's learning Pizzullo. His words.
Ah, yeah.
Told you I never learned how to read. I got the picture books.
Pop-ups.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's yeah. All. Yeah. You could be made fun of, too.
Isn't that fun?
Wasn't that fun? Thank you so much. Well, yeah. So head over to patreon.com/cracktasticplastic and help us out. That's it, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to get on out of here.
Let's buy some batteries for these toys.
Yeah, we got to save up.
New ones.
We got to find some C batteries.
Yeah, I don't see them anywhere.
All right, that's it. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast. But not so fast, my foul fiends. Don't forget to follow these fools on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And visit cracktasticplastic.com. I'll be back.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. And since you're hanging around, I wanted to personally invite you to help support our show on Patreon, where you can get access to episodes early, shout-outs on the show, and be part of our exclusive chat. You can learn more at patreon.com/cracktasticplastic.